Well, welcome back to the Wild Rose Moon Radio Hour. We are here with our music producer and a songwriter extraordinaire, John Baylor, who, my gosh, John, you've been in your family band, right? Just a little bit brief bio here would be, you've been in...
I started playing guitar when I was a junior in high school, and worked with the church worship team a little bit. I didn't really know how to play guitar hardly when I was performing or playing with them. And after I graduated from high school, I started playing with my family band, which is a bluegrass, old country, and western swing band. And made real big strides as a musician during that. But when I really took off was when I started playing with the Stampede String Band. And we put on a lot more shows than what I ever did with my family band. The family band practice, which you would think is a way to get good at music, but really get in front of a crowd where you're putting something on the line, I guess, when you're in front of the audience. And there's this more urgency to do your best.
Right.
And I was also kind of carrying the band a little bit more. I could hide behind other people when I was playing with my parents' band. But in the Stampede String Band, I was kind of the guy who had to drag the rest of them along as far as musically. I mean, and they contributed terrific things that, I mean, as far as like booking shows and sort of establishing the image of the band and doing a lot of the songwriting. I mean, the other guys did a lot of good things and things that really made a difference in the direction of my life. But musically, like I say, I was the guy that was sort of carrying it. Which was real good for me.
Well, I want you to carry it right now for us because we'd love to hear another song. I can't wait. I kind of there's a part of me. I know I'm standing almost perfectly still right now, but there's a part of me that's squirming inside, waiting for the next song.
Well, there'd probably be a couple of parts of me squirming for this song right here. For one. This is about a student of mine. I worked at a therapeutic boarding school for a few years, and I didn't have this kid in any of my classes. I was teaching there at the time, and this was in the Dominican Republic, but it was a school for American troubled teenagers, and I didn't have this guy as a student, but it was a small school, and you know everybody that works there and everybody that's a student there. And we had a day where we went and played under a waterfall for a while, just sort of like a little fun day, field trip kind of thing. And this is sort of about that day. And he, maybe 5 years ago, this kid passed away. And with all these students, when they get out of the program, they're there because they've got problems in their lives, mistakes that they're making, trouble they're getting into, and a lot of them get out and live a better life. But a lot of them, the first thing they do before they get back on track is they fall back into their old habits again. But hopefully you've equipped them with what it takes to recognize their own mistakes now. And to correct them, and that's sort of the pattern that a lot of the students go through. So if a kid gets out, and I don't happen to have any knowledge of what this kid was doing with his life afterwards, so there's no kind of comment on that. But if a kid gets out and winds up in prison or you know something like that, then you always have this attitude of well, just wait, we'll just see how this goes. There's always hope for this person. And it's just a very different thing when that person passes away and they don't get the chance to live out a better life.
Troubled soul, so take him to the waterfall. His 15 years had not been kind, but rivers give us peace of mind. life is a frail thing, ever on the edge of breaking. A life is a beautiful thing, a life is a frail thing. Undertow, cried out like a dying man. I took him by the hand. You cannot fight against the waves, but look, here is a better way. When the falls were out of sight, he said, I saved his life. Life is a frail thing, ever on the edge of breaking. A life is a beautiful thing, a life is a frail thing. A heart attack at 21, a senseless thing, his life was done. Every life we ever save, we lay down broken in the grave. But I remember most of all that day beneath the waterfall. Life is a frail thing, ever on the edge of breaking. A life is a beautiful thing, a life is a frail thing.
Wow, so beautiful. I'm so glad you went for that. That's a very moving song. A lovely example of how the songwriting is a way of processing our emotions, our relationship to our life, and telling a story, but a story that connects us with others. It's just a marvel to be watching you grow as a songwriter. It's been a real pleasure. Tell us, do another song for us and tell us about it.
Well, this one, I don't know if you'll see growth exactly, because this is a song from before I met you. Another song dealing with relationship, but the more... this is the relationship that more often makes it into songwriting. A breakup toward the end of my time in college. And at the time, I wasn't particularly impressed with this one. I thought it was decent, but there were other songs that I'd written at that time, other songs I'd written on the subject that kind of grabbed me more at the time. But as years went by, this is the one that I keep going back to over and over again. This song has a very simple melody, very simple images, and those the images, I guess, are part of the reason why I keep returning to this song.
Today, I drove along a country highway, stillness reaching far. And I recall, just like it was yesterday, the magic of the eye. tonight I dine alone at my table beneath a candle's light. Tried to enjoy, but found I wasn't able, remembering the time when I loved you. But who am I to call this a disaster? Who am I to try to turn the tide? Maybe there's a reason why it's all over now. Who am I to say it's not all right? Tonight I sat and gazed up into heaven beyond the Milky Way. And every star seemed to ask in unison if I recall the day that I forgave you. I wish I loved you.
How beautiful. Lovely to leave us with a kind of song that we all have memories of our first loves.
I don't know if this is the experience for everybody, but I felt like a lot of the pain of missing somebody really was the pain of resenting somebody, somebody that's hurt you, and like you harbor all these negative emotions towards somebody that you don't want to have negative emotions toward. And that's the song is not, until the very last words of it, it's not a song about forgiveness at all. It's a song about missing somebody. And then that last line creeps in there. And that's, for me, that's the revelation of this was a struggle all along, is the struggle to forgive somebody.
Huh. That's beautiful. Just gorgeous. Well, we have had a really great radio show today, don't you think?
I sure hope so.
Yeah. Is there any last thing you'd like to say before we sign off here? Because we've done some great work.
I'm just grateful to be a part of Wild Rose Moon and Moonlight and the radio show and all of it, and grateful to have someone in you, George, that has supported me every step of the way since I first came in here, and given me a lot of opportunities to do what I love to do and what I want to do and what I want to get better at. And you were talking about the progress that you've seen in me as a musician, but a lot of that comes from what you've given to me in this place.
Well, the feeling is absolutely mutual, Mr. Baylor. I feel that you have taught me much about being and about your fine relationship to your creative spirit has nurtured me tremendously. So thank you so much.
With support from Judith Robert and Tom Kepesinskis, Marshall County Community Foundation, Marshall County Tourism, and the Friends of the Wild Rose Moon, you're listening to the Wild Rose Moon Radio Hour.
Thank you, Jacob. Thank you, Jacob. And special thanks to our special guest, upon whom so much depends here, our music producer, John Baylor, Ryan Meir for his beautiful ballad, our announcer, Jacob Moreno, Ralph Waldo Emerson for being Ralph, and Cindy Boner for her beautiful poem and harp playing. And thanks to Cindy Davis for her multisyllabic utterances of vocal design. Thanks also to Nate Butler, co-producer and sound engineer, our associate producer, Katie DeGooch, Ryan Meir, our video producer, Matthew Bergmoser, our photographer, Howard Gibbs, our alpha male, stage manager, Marsha Heinsberger, our set designer, Gene Pazderka, Jennifer Reed, hospitality team, and Mark Woolever, our resident Buddha and plexiglass engineer, and our geek squadron leader, J.R.R.R.R.R. Berger.
So when you think you've lost that life, oh, pain and heartache fill your soul with strife, just remember, as you're tumbling down, it won't be long till the river goes round. The river goes round, round the bend. River goes round, round, round till the very end.
This has been a Wild Rose Moon radio production.